I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You? I guess this falls under the category of what I did with my summer vacation. You remember all those papers in school?
I wouldn't really call it a vacation, but I had a great time. No, I recently took a trip to California and Arizona. I love deserts. I grew up in the desert. I enjoy the dry heat. And people often ask me, why do you go to Arizona this time of the year? Well, the truth is the desert's down below where it can get pretty warm. But I spend much of my time in these, what they call sky islands, these much cooler forested habitats and stream canyons. And the insect life there is just amazing. I took my camera this year and was photographing with another potential book project in mind for beetles for that part of the world. But also, this was the first time I took a point-and-shoot camera. My camera rig is intended to do macro photography. I don't get to do people shots or habitat shots. But with the point-and-shoot, I finally got to take easily people shots, habitat shots. And I attended several informal bug events. Bugguide.net, which is a very popular insect photography site that I use all the time and talk about here, had their annual gathering in Arizona. And I just happened to be there for 2 days, which coincided with National Moth Week. And I also attended the Infestation 6, which is a group of beetle people primarily, but others too that get together once a year in Arizona to do photography and collecting. So I had a great time. And I was posting things all along on my Facebook page, Dr. Art Evans Entomologist. And so people have the opportunity to follow me as I was going to these various events and photographing different species. And they're all there now. I invite everybody to check out the photo albums from the trip and see some really interesting species.
Yeah, please do. I rubber stamped that one. Brilliant and beautiful and things that you never see.
I just realized that I made my first insect collecting trip to Arizona 40 years ago this month, so I was taking the opportunity to revisit some of my old haunts, many of which are still there and some are not. I found that some of the areas had either been burned or developed, or I just don't remember where I was. You know, everything looks different, but it's the summer monsoons that drive all of this, these marvelous warm summer rains that just get the vegetation going, get the insects going, and other wildlife. It's just a fantastic place to be, a naturalist paradise.
Are there accommodations there?
Oh, sure. Oh, absolutely. There are a number of inns and bed and breakfasts there that cater to naturalists, especially birders. This region of the country is a very popular birding spot.
Oh, so like a guy that's lost his edge could probably go out there and visit.
Oh, yeah.
Without dying in the heat.
Oh, you do very well in the canyons of the Santa Rita Mountains, the Chiricahuas, the Huachucas. There are some very nice places to stay.
Fantastic. Oh, and check out Art's Facebook page.
Right.
Dr. Art Evans, entomologist.
That's right. And check out those photos.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.